giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to talk about an upcoming event. It's coming up next September, but it's definitely already creating a lot of buzz. It is a Concours event coming up on Sunday, September 19th, and it's all to benefit Shriners Hospital for Children in Sacramento, California. It's my pleasure to welcome Alan Anderson, who represents Shriners Hospital and is going to be telling us all about the Capital Concours Delegants. Hey there, Alan. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, I know for years this event has been around, about 17 years, and it was kind of a local regional event, but you guys seem to be branching out and making this more of a national event.
Well, I want to say giving it our best shot, but we've had a lot of encouragement, and we're taking the opportunity with that encouragement to do what we can.
Tell us about the locale which it's going to be held at.
Well, we work very closely with the Sports Car Club of America, SCCA, which is the sanctioning body for a series of Concours events out here in Northern California. And after 17 years, we've been readily identified with Sacramento, but they felt it was really important to be located in an area that really represented Sacramento and was easily accessible from all directions. And so we selected Capital Mall, which it's not a retail center. The name makes it sound like it's a retail center, but the Capital Mall is really a broad boulevard that runs between Tower Bridge and Capital Mall right downtown Sacramento.
Perfect. And I understand the judging system, which is utilized by the SCCA, is becoming more and more accepted at Concours events around the nation.
That's what I do understand. And I have to confess, I'm new to this. I'm learning as I go. I work at the hospital. I'm the director of development, so do fundraising. And so people have been very kind about educating me about Concours, what the series means, how the point system works. And it's been a fabulous education and a lot of fun because I happen to love automobiles.
That's great. And you're featuring the cars of Italy and France for the European side of the fence and the Ford Thunderbird for the American feature. Lamborghini Club of America is supporting the event, and there's going to be a lot of Italian sports cars in attendance, and I love those, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis, Alfa Romeos, as well as some other French cars, including Citroens.
Oh, I love them. I'm sure there are appropriate foreign words to say, like bellissimo and fantastic, but it's going to be very, very exciting. We're very, very excited.
I understand that you're planning a reception on the river upcoming where people can go out on a boat and up the Sacramento River. I know it's still in the planning stages, but kind of give us an idea of what you're going to be doing.
Well, one of the things that, and again, I've only been with the hospital for 3 years, and this is an event that has 17 years of history, and it stemmed really from the classic car unit, which was part of it, which is almost all the, I think every Shrine fraternity has classic car units, individual fraternity members who own classic cars or boats or motorcycles. And so for a number of years, they had classic boats featured in our Concours d'Elegance. What we thought would be nice is to formally incorporate some classic boats, wood and some fiberglass, in the event itself, but in their natural environment. And since our show is going to be so close to the river, we thought rather than trying to get people to go to the river and then back up the Concours, back up Capital Mall to the land event, we would feature boats in an event the night before and make it festive for everybody as part of a gala. So the idea is obviously great food, great wine, a lot of great people to hang out with, but also some great boats to look at. And then being on the water on a boat, you can't get better when you're looking at boats than being on the water yourself.
Absolutely. And on Saturday, you're going to have a Tour d'Elegance, which is going to allow the car entries to parade around the area. Those are always fun, and that should be great in that very scenic area.
Yes, and people have actually been really wonderfully supportive in the area. They get excited about seeing the cars, you know, in essence parading. We try to give them great places to stop where people will come to talk to them about their cars. They get a sense for the Sacramento area. For those who may not be familiar with the area, last year we ended our tour at a private museum. An individual who collects primarily Dodges has his own collection, and they had lunch there. This year we're looking for something a little bit more pastoral out in the country, just to give those who've done it more than 1 year a bit of a different route to sample.
Now let's talk about where pre-sale tickets can be purchased. I understand they're $10, and you can purchase it at a website. Do you know the website?
Yes.
And any telephone information off the top of your head?
I can give it all to you. $10, and that's really for teenagers and adults, because kids 12 and under are free. Pre-sale tickets, you can go to ShrinersConcord.com. There's a link there you can click on, and you purchase tickets using your credit card, and obviously your name goes in a reservation, so it's easy for you to get there the day of the event. If you prefer to call, you may call the hospital, which is 916-453 and then 2018. But a lot of people prefer to buy them, knowing that, you know, in essence, they get the receipt and they feel very confident. So the ShrinersConcord.com and then just a buy tickets link.
Wonderful. And again, all the proceeds will go to Shriners Hospital for Children. So
absolutely,
you can't do any better than that.
Well, we really appreciate that. And one of the great things about this is it gives people an opportunity to have a lot of fun doing stuff that they enjoy, enjoying each other, enjoying their collections, kind of seeing things that they don't see typically. And then it's a way of getting introduced to the hospital in a way that's, you know, it's more fun than just learning about what we do for kids.
Absolutely. And again, the date on the event is coming up on Sunday, September 19th. And it's,
yes.
And what are the hours going to be, Alan?
The judging starts at 10, so that's when the event starts. And then the awards typically, well, I would say 2:30 plan on the beginning of the awards parade. So we usually say we're done by 3. That also gives car collectors a chance to get out of Dodge and get home before Monday.
Very good. So you say you're an auto enthusiast yourself. Any
yes.
particular brands or models of vehicles that are on your all-time favorite list?
Well, I have to say that in the European, Mercedes-Benz 450 SLs are near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
Love those. And on the domestic, I just have to go with the Ford Mustang. It's got such a beautiful history, and it continues to be such a beautiful, strong car out there in contemporary terms, but also historically. I just really love that car.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more on that front. I've owned a number of Mustangs myself, and whether you're talking older Mustangs or the modern day ones have done just a wonderful job of incorporating a lot of the older styling cues with great modern technology. And
yeah,
certainly you can't argue with, just look at the 2011 models, the V6, 305 horsepower and 31 miles per gallon, and the 2011 Ford GT with 412 horsepower, 25 miles to the gallon. Just remarkable stuff.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, one of the things we are going to do this year is we're going to have some docents available. Because for a lot of people who are not familiar with cars, going to a car show, they don't appreciate often what's in front of them. Last year, for instance, we had a Kaiser Darren in our show, which was a spectacularly beautiful car. Until I, in essence, met the car through the owner, I didn't know the history.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating history. Fascinating to realize it was, you know, a sports car. You know, its cost made it a little less attractive to buyers who were more likely to buy the contemporary Corvette, roughly the same period of time. I think it was the Corvette. But the reality was, learning about it made you not just appreciate the car, but get a sense for how diverse the car market, you know, was. So many manufacturers. And so we're hoping to have, well, our plan is to have docents from the California Auto Museum who will be able to take people on guided tours through the Concours field and kind of explain how these cars relate to the cars that they may be familiar with.
Wow, it all sounds fantastic. We wish you the best of luck
this
Shriners and all the great work that you're doing there for the Shriners Hospital for Children. And again, this is the Capital Concours d'Elegance presented by Shriners Hospital for Children. It's going to be coming up on Sunday, September 19th in Sacramento, California, at a new locale, the Capitol Mall, covering 5 to 6 blocks in front of the state capitol. And as we mentioned, going to be honoring Cars of Italy, the Cars of France, and the Ford Thunderbird. Alan Anderson, a pleasure. Thank you so much. And I'm sure as we get closer to the event, we'll do more interviews as well.
Oh, thank you. This is a real privilege. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
10 miles east of the house.